Regina. A statement has been issued from the Premier's office regarding the mass casualty incident at James Smith Cree Nation where at least 10 people have been killed and 15 injured. Wanted are two suspects, Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson, in connection to the stabbings in northeast Saskatchewan. The province is providing its full support for the search efforts as well as for the communities impacted. The government statement reads as follows. The RCMP continues to lead the search for the two suspects. The government of Saskatchewan is actively working with local RCMP and police authorities, and has also activated provincial command, deployed victim services to the community area, and added additional staffing resources, supplemented other law enforcement resources with 16 staff at this time from provincial protective services, and been in contact with leadership of both RCMP and FSIN to offer the full support and resources of the province. Social supports for the community area will be supported by Saskatchewan Health Authority's mental health staffing resources, Prince Albert Grand Council, and the local community. Increased security presence at area hospitals will remain into tomorrow. Flags at the legislative building and other provincial government buildings have been lowered and will remain at half-mast one day for each life lost. Premier Scott Moe issued the following statement on social media this afternoon. I want to offer my deepest condolences on behalf of the government and people of Saskatchewan to all of the family and friends of the victims of today's horrific attacks. I also want to thank the RCMP and other police services for the efforts they are making to apprehend the attackers and protect the public, and thank all the first responders and healthcare professionals who are treating numerous victims. There are no words to adequately describe the pain and loss caused by this senseless violence. All of Saskatchewan grieves with the victims and their families. Opposition leader Carla Beck has issued this statement on social media. This is truly a horrifying and tragic day. As more news becomes public, this will be a day of mourning not just for Saskatchewan, but for all of Canada. I can't imagine the pain of the victims and their families who are dealing with the trauma of this senseless tragedy. We've reached out and been in contact with local municipal leaders, law enforcement and the Premier. We've shared any relevant information that has been shared with us from folks on the ground. We are committed to a united response. When dealing with emergencies, you need one clear line of communication. I'll share more at a later time, but for now, I've instructed our staff to use our platforms to amplify the channels of those leading the response to this tragedy. Our thoughts are with them. The Prime Minister's office has issued this statement from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I am shocked and devastated by the horrific attacks today in James Smith Cree Nation and Weldon, Saskatchewan, that claimed the lives of 10 people and injured many more. As Canadians, we mourn with everyone affected by this tragic violence, and with the people of Saskatchewan. We also wish a full and quick recovery to those injured. As this is an unfolding situation, I encourage everyone in the area to listen to the advice of law enforcement to take shelter and follow the proper precautions. If you have any information or tips for the police, please call 911. The RCMP in Saskatchewan are posting all their latest updates on their website. I thank the first responders for their hard work to apprehend the suspects, protect people, and treat the injured. The Government of Canada has been in direct communication with the James Smith Cree Nation community leadership and we are ready to assist in any way we can. Those responsible for today's abhorrent attacks must be fully brought to justice. To James Smith Cree Nation and the people of Saskatchewan, you are in our thoughts. We are here to support you during this difficult time. The Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations has also offered this statement from Chief Bobby Cameron. The FSIN executive sends our deepest condolences and offers a message of solidarity with the people of James Smith Cree Nation after the unspeakable violence that claimed the lives of innocent people. Our hearts break for all those impacted. This is the destruction we face when harmful illegal drugs invade our communities, and we demand all authorities to take direction from the chiefs and councils and their membership to create safer and healthier communities for our people. Together, as a nation, we mourn with the people of James Smith Cree Nation, and we pray that those who are injured will recover as soon as possible. We immediately contacted the Minister of Public Safety Marco Mendicino, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations Mark Miller, and Minister of Indigenous Services Patty Haidu, and they all expressed their commitment to provide full support to James Smith Cree Nation, Chakastepassan Band, and Peter Chapman Band. We wish that all those affected may find some consolation and strength during this unprecedented time of immense sadness and grief. On behalf of the 74 First Nations in Saskatchewan, we pledge our services and support today and into the coming days.